When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. Today we're coming down to you with our October Artist of the Month. And today we're diving into a really unique band. I'm really excited to kind of get into exploring this uncharted territory. And the uncharted territory is that of the band Suchmos.
Yes.
Brinton, have you heard of Suchmos?
Yeah, I've definitely come across Suchmos like plenty of times in the past, but I think only really recently I've begun to sort of like go into a deep dive of their history and, you know, all the things that have kind of like brought them success throughout the years.
Right. So you've recently come down into like the rabbit hole of Suchmos.
Yes.
So I have not heard of them before. So I'm super excited to kind of dive into this unique world.
Yes, I am definitely excited to also share my knowledge of Suchmos. But for any new listeners out there who are only just hearing about this group for the first time, Suchmos was a Japanese rock band that is both vaguely familiar in many ways while remaining quite unique in another. They've taken heavy influence from black and particularly African American music, including jazz, hip hop, and rock.
And needless to say, they have a few more members than is typical for the rock groups or, you know, any really, but you know, we normally discuss like bands with 2, 3, at most 5 or 6 members. I mean, less than that, honestly. Like, we kind of hit our limit at 4 or 5. But they consist of a whopping 6 members who all knew each other from their school days. Again, going back to my love for the lore of Japanese band building. But, you know, it's high school friends or college friends who meet. It's beautiful in its own right. But, you know, they all knew each other from their school days, but at different times. So you have Yonsei on vocals, Tai King on guitar, Okay on drums, Casey the DJ, aka, you know, a disc jockey for the non-hip-hop fans out there. You have Su on the bass and Taihei on the keyboard.
Yes, they all met each other throughout different stages of life. So Okay, Tai King and Su met quite earlier in their life. And Casey and Yonce met in high school, and Taihei and Su met in college. And it wasn't until January of 2013 that the group officially formed.
And that's not the only link here. OK and Casey are actually brothers, and this diverse group of friends began meeting at their house to hang out and jam before they decided to actually sit down and start a band.
The band's name comes from the nickname of a very famous African-American jazz musician, Louis Armstrong, otherwise also known as Satchmo. Satchmo is short for satchel mouth, which is a reference to Armstrong's large mouth, but it can also refer to his talents as a trumpet player, because after all, playing the trumpet is known to demand a lot of good breathing technique.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, and with that, Su and Yonce were at Tokyo University when they both discovered their mutual love for the nickname and how it sounded. And so it was thanks to this fact that Su was also studying jazz at the time, which allowed the two to come across Louis Armstrong in the first place.
And for reference, for people who aren't too familiar with the jazz scene and Louis Armstrong, he was one of the most influential jazz figures and trumpeters during the 20th century. Some of his best-known songs are What a Wonderful World and When the Saints Go Marching In. So I'm sure you've heard him or his music at least flittering about somewhere.
Yes, but going back to Suchmos, overall, the group has been a sensation throughout Japan, at least within their specific genres in acid rock, funk, jazz, etc. Their music videos get millions of views, and they have been invited to quite a number of interviews with the Japan Times and at the Fuji Rock Festival, for example.
So they signed with Space Shower Records and released their first EP with the label on April 8th, 2015, called Essence. So Space Shower Records has also released music by artists such as Hitsuji Bungaku, Nothing's Carved in Stone, and Teru Masahino.
Yes, and back to the band as a whole, the six members didn't all start off, I guess, together. It was actually a much smaller crew, with KC and Taiking joining later in 2015 when their first guitarist, Ayustat, left the band.
And February 3rd, 2021 marked the group's indefinite hiatus after a long discussion, and they haven't really continued much activity since. Unfortunately, the bassist Su passed away later that year.
Right, and hopefully we're all caught up with the history of Suchmos. And so with this episode, we'd like to bring you on a journey to recount the previous and in many ways continuing glory of Suchmos, a band which has strong ties to black music from America, whilst also adding the unique Japanese twist to it. Can you hear the influence? What other genres can you hear in their music? They certainly are not the typical band you come across.
And that is an understatement, for sure. I'm really excited to kind of get into it.
As am I.
Before we do that, we have a quick announcement. So if you're an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and is looking to be featured on our podcast, you can reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at Nola, which is N-O-L-A, at jtop10.jp, and who knows, we may feature you in a future episode. So you can check out our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
For our first song, we have Mint, which was released on the 24th of June 2016.
Show,
That was Mint, which was released on the 24th of June, 2016. So, yeah, the music video for this song that you've just heard, Mint, gives us a glance at some of the details involved with rock band life, including traveling, practicing, and performing. It also has nice scenes of the group of six interacting with each other.
It's a very cute kind of music video to watch. That being said, Mint was previously included in the Mint Condition EP, but it does also appear in The Kids.
Yes, this song, and I believe it's also the case with the rest of the EP, was written by Yonce and KC during a two-week driving course in Niigata Prefecture. So if you've been paying attention, this is most likely what inspired Jet Coast.
Ah, the driving scenes.
That's right. It had lots of driving-related metaphors.
So Mint was intended to act as the band's signature song, taking inspiration mostly from Oasis, as they happened to be watching Oasis performing live at a City of Manchester stadium on DVD. So, you know, they were definitely inspired here.
Yes. And I guess there is so much creativity behind this song and behind the entire EP. This song was named after The Herb, as you can imagine, and this was revealed in an interview on Tokyo Hot 100 in July 2016.
So in that interview, actually, Mint Condition was named as such because Yonce loved shopping for vintage guitar and was drawn to the words Mint Condition, which he felt was appropriate to the group's music. And, you know, I'd stand to agree, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree too. Like, if there's a description for Suchmos, immaculate is probably a very good word to use.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yonce shared in the interview as well that the meaning of the song, from its title to its lyrics, is that while things can change due to age, there's always a constant keeping things fresh, much like the refreshing, minty quality of the herb.
Yes, it's all coming together.
Definitely a full circle moment here.
Yeah, and I think it's probably the closest we'll ever get to something that was sort of like planned from the very start.
Right. That makes sense.
And before we continue with the rest of our episode, we have an announcement. We're currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this will really be a great opportunity for you.
And with that, we can jump right back into the episode. So we're coming in hot with our next song, Pink Vibes, which was released on January 25th, 2017.
Get up, baby.
and you just listened to Pink Vibes, which was released on January 25th, 2017. This is actually the third track of their second album, The Kids.
And in an interview published on Bounce, Pink Vibes has been described as the group's attempt at acid jazz.
The song also features saxophone sounds performed by Taiga Tanimoto of Sanabagon. And Sue, the former bassist of the band, also happened to be a member of this group at the time. So, you know, you definitely see the crossover there.
And I think this is probably the third time we've been talking about Jamiroquai, but here, especially, you can definitely hear some elements of Wasei Jamiroquai in this song, as the song sounds quite similar to Space Cowboy.
I mean, this is definitely a song you'd want to listen to for the sound and not necessarily the lyrics. As such, I mean, Brinton, you have any notes on the lyrics here? I wasn't able to make too much sense of them.
Yeah, I mean, no matter how many times you listen to it, I've tried to really make sense of the lyrics, but I think it was more about how the lyrics sounded and the vibe that it brought rather than, you know, there being any kind of meaning.
Right, so this was one of those for the vibes songs.
That's right. I mean, I think plenty of people kind of don't really listen to the lyrics anyway. They kind of like how, you know, certain words sound, so...
Things just sound. I agree. You have to appreciate everything in its own right.
Yes, it is all about the pink vibes, after all.
That being said, we have another quick announcement for you. If you want to advertise on our podcast, you can go ahead and market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcast out there. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that fit your company's budget. So find all the details at jtop10.jp, and who knows, your advertisement might be the one that we're talking about next.
Yeah, and moving on, our second last song for this episode is Funny Gold, which was released on the 20th of June 2018.
Do you love me?
and that was Funny Gold, which was released on the 20th of June 2018. The music video for this song is quite different from the rest of their other music videos. In particular, this music video was done in one shot, and it overlooks a woman smoking a cigarette, laying down, and watching TV from behind so that her face is not visible. There's a man that's, you know, who's walking in front of her for a bit until he sits down and starts playing guitar, presumably the member Taiking, the guitarist of the group. And the catch is that the TV is only displaying the album cover for the song. And overall, this is a really calming video, and it's unedited, hence it being called a one-shot film.
That's actually really interesting. I mean, I definitely see the calming vibes. It's almost eerie, if that makes sense. But that being said, this song is the fifth track of their album, The Ashtray.
One thing that you can take away from the music video is that this song is a very intimate song, and it really brings to mind their city pop influences. And obviously, Suchmos has been showing off this quality for ages, even before Funny Gold.
Right, but I mean, you see it kind of come to the fore again in this particular song. The lyrics aren't particularly deep. It's again a very intimate love song. But one thing to be noted here is, I mean, this particular line, which is, "I'll be surfing your heart like Shonen Bay." And in a vacuum, it may not sound like much, but it's definitely worth pointing out because Shonan is a region in the Kanagawa prefecture where the group comes from. Shonan is also actually known as a destination for swimming and surfing. So the song does seem to have like that extra personal touch to an already personal song, which in my mind adds to, I think, a sort of eerie, intimate, you getting a slice into like almost a little window, a peephole into the life of something or someone. And, you know, it kind of hits hard a little.
In a way, but I think it also serves as a bit of visual stimulation in the same way that you have that girl who's been studying with chill lo-fi beats in the background. I think that's the kind of vibe that I got from that music video, at least for me anyway. But other than that, yes, it is quite interesting to see, or at least to hear, the group repping their home, especially, you know, like the southwestish side of, you know, the Tokyo area where, I guess, Kanagawa, Kamakura, Enoshima are all kind of situated.
And that being said, we have another quick announcement for you. So if you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode, you can join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club. And starting at just $1 a month, you can support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. So if you enjoyed listening to us kind of dive into the world of Suchmos, what are you waiting for? Head over to our website.
Yes, and we are coming down to our last song, but don't be worried. It's not the total end because in a little over 2 weeks from now, Andy and Vicky will be bringing you the biggest hits from Japan, the latest top 10 episode for the month of October.
That being said, I guess, you know, we're not really coming to the end of anything, despite our last song being End Roll, which was released on June 20th, 2018.
Thank you.
and you just listen to Enroll. So as you could tell, Suchmos does more than just rock tracks with vocals. They have a large capacity to branch away from typical sounds and create genuinely unique takes within their interests.
Yes, and this song that you've just heard, Enroll, isn't the only instrumental song that the group has composed. Each of the group's albums contain one instrumental track. So for instance, you have The Bay, which had SGS. The Kids had Interlude SGS4. The Ashtray had Enroll, the song that you just heard. And The Animal, their final and most recent album, had Phase 2.
And that's not all, though. Even their EPs got the same treatment. I mean, Essence had EEE. Love and Vice had SGS2. And Mint Condition had SGS3.
Yes, and going back to Enroll, this song, as the name suggests, is used as the last track of the album, The Ashtray, which I think is a nice way to wind down from the rest of the album, and also a nice way to end our Artist of the Month episode.
I'd have to agree. I mean, can't think of a better way to end a unique and absolutely a band with such a unique sound, to say the least, with a song that's deserving of it. And I think this song stood up to that title.
Yes, they had the such most to offer in terms of their output.
Oh, 100%, 100%. I mean, minus all the fundle puns we've thrown in throughout this episode, I have to admit, I never really imagined... I will fully admit that funk, jazz, rock in my mind is not like music that I'm actively listening to, but this was such a refreshing treat.
Yes, and I think long-time listeners such as myself have kind of been very... Yeah, it's been a very... sort of like persistent sort of sound, and it's something that's very truly unforgettable, especially considering their story, and even now, as even though they're on break, their impact is still being felt.
I can see that. I mean, clearly they have a beloved fan base, and for good reason. And you know, it's really nice to see bands with unique sounds just kind of taking over a lot of the music space, regardless of the fact that they're on a hiatus or not. I guess truly ardent fans stay true to the Suchmos rule. So with that, we're kind of winding down our episode, which was Suchmos fun. So any last words or notes?
No, but what I would highly suggest is definitely listen to lots and lots of Jamiroquai. Like, the amount of influence that the group had on Suchmos is unimaginable. I think it will also help, you know, new listeners to Suchmos expand their horizons.
Seek the new world of Jamiroquai, my kids. This is Brinton's last and final sage words for you all. And I can't think of anything to top that. So with that being said, we will hopefully see you soon. And you will, of course, catch Andy and Vicky with the next episode. But that's it from us then.
Until then, thanks for tuning in.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.